My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, tragedy strikes Ghana as well as the U.S. Davin and his scammer Agnes turn to religion. Agnes wants Davin to accept Jesus in his life, and Agnes wants to accept money in her bank account. So listen and enjoy.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting upset with her about the money. We were fighting. She was pushing me really hard on the money.
Yeah.
And I was getting upset with her. We were having issues, which is shocking.
No.
You guys just tuning in for the first time, like a real quick summary. Basically, what we do is we scam the scammers, the African romance scammers who try to get innocent people to fall in love, take their money. We get them to think that we're in love with them and then fucking never give them money. This one is going on 5 months.
It's driving me crazy.
She hasn't gotten a dime and we make them do it. So on Wednesday, she asked me, because now I worked in Hurricane Sandy. Remember, my wife and kids were missing for several days. Then I found them, thank goodness. And me and my wife are going through a horrible divorce. But their house on the Jersey Shore got wiped out, not Pennsylvania. But so they're living with me now. And so she asked me, now Wednesday is when we have the snowstorm. Wednesday is when we have the snowstorm. She asked me, how is everyone in the States? I say, we are getting hit hard with a snowstorm. I'll be going out in a bit. She goes, something terrible happened in Ghana. A mall collapsed and some people are dead. I guess it's not only the U.S. suffering. And I looked this up. There was, I guess they call it a mall. It's a small building, but where they have like a couple stores. But it did collapse. It really did happen.
Wow.
Look at her. Look at her using current events.
I know.
But I guess the reason these things collapse is because they really don't follow up, aren't strict with the building code. So there's all these illegal buildings and everything. And Joe's laughing at dead Ghanaians. That's why he's very good at the hate games.
Stop it. Stop. Let me stop. Okay, Joe, you put your foot down.
So she goes, I guess they're suffering in Ghana too. I go, well, I never said it was just the U.S. that was suffering all around. Remember, I'm very short with her at this point. We've had issues. She goes, I am scared and worried about what is happening in Ghana and the U.S. I go, do you think the Mayans were right?
Does she have any idea what that means?
What Mayans?
That's what I knew. Good girl.
Good girl for being stupid.
Yes, yes.
Held my sock.
Well, you know what? At least she's consistent. Hold my sock.
I go, they predicted the end of the world for December 21st, 2012. Well, I don't think so. God is the only one who knows everything. I go, a lot of people believe in this. Just where I live, in a week, we had a hurricane, earthquake, and now a snowstorm, which is fucking true.
It's amazing.
And Joe couldn't find gas, and that was the biggest problem.
That's the biggest thing.
She goes, we just pray that God take our souls and protect. This gives you, Davin, the chance to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior.
No.
I think it's high time you go to church. Please accept Jesus in your life.
Did she point at you and say, Jew?
I just love how a person who's building their whole fucking life on lying to people is telling me, yeah, of course, Jesus is what I need, stupid.
Yeah, you got to get right with Jesus.
What will I say?
And by the way, Western Union made some money.
Exactly. Jesus has an account here, too. The hat don't reach to, Ghana. I go, I am trying. I've been trying to help people. Does the word of Christ guide you in everything you do?
Oh.
The word of Christ. No, he's just a guy to me.
Well, she goes, yes, it does.
He's the guy at the next computer. He's somebody else right now.
She goes, do you have a Bible? I go, somewhere I do. Yes. Somewhere. Do you believe that if you do not follow the word of Jesus, that the soul is bound for eternal damnation?
Wow, she's getting pretty heavy.
No, I said that to her.
Oh, okay.
I said that to her. Oh. She goes, yes, I believe so. Without Jesus in your life, you are into nothing. You need to seek him first before everything. This is the fucking wretched soul here. I go, that is what I was going to do. I was going to pray on my decisions, but you convinced me otherwise. I am confused. Because remember, she was asking me about the money. Remember, I had, I was going to give the money to the fucking charity.
Yeah, and then she was like, hold
on, stupid. Give me some money over here. I'm over here now.
my son, he needs things, and he asks me every day, and I need some stuff.
Exactly. She didn't want me giving it. So I'm like, oh, I have to pray on it. Let me pray. What would Jesus do? So Jesus tell you to don't fucking pray on it, stupid.
That's what she said. Like, how about I split the money? No, I need it more than they do.
She goes, although I love you, Jesus' love for you is pure and as shiny as gold. I go, I do not need a love that is shiny as gold. I need a love that is true, an unselfish love. That is what I want to attain both in my quest for the Lord and my personal life.
That's very nice. I wonder if it's as shiny as the gold that she was trying to get you to buy and then roll you in the gutter for the money that you had in your pockets.
That's tarnished. She goes, I do not mean you should not pray. I only meant you got to help me, and that's what you got to do, even when you pray about it. What would Jesus do? I'll handle this. Excuse me, Jesus.
You can pray all you want, but he's going to say, Western Union means some bucks.
You could see why we were having difficulties. What can't you, Joe?
Yeah.
I want Jesus to guide every decision. For too long, my decisions have been guided by love, lust, and money. I don't think I can trust myself to make good, righteous decisions. She goes, can you try a different job? I want you to stop writing the porn.
Stop writing the porn. Hold the phone. She was so into writing the porn with you. And now all of a sudden, she found...
Well, now that I got money to hand out,
we can stop
with the shenanigans. Just send the money. I go, I can, but cannot get you the money you need if I do stop the porn. The comedy does not pay what is needed. And a little bit of truth.
Yeah.
Can't you? She goes, can't you do any other job? Bitch.
Ouch.
I go, babe, I'm an artist.
Yeah, bullshit.
Shut up, stupid. I go, this is what I do. The comedy could pay very well in time with someone with some breaks. But right now, the porn is steady and lucrative. How long are you willing to wait? She goes, well, I can't wait to be with you. Just wondering if you could get a decent job. I don't want my son to know what you do. It might affect the relationship between you and him.
Oh.
I go, are you ashamed of me?
Oh.
I'm not, she says.
Okay.
She goes, you know I love you just the way you are, stupid that you are. But I don't want my son to be ashamed of you. Or don't you want to be the father of my son? Ooh. I go, I would never tell him what I write. I would tell him I write movies, which I do. I go, really? Why would you say such a thing? Are you trying to hurt me? You know, about me not wanting to be the father of her son.
They're just movies with a really low costume budget.
Exactly. She goes, I'm not trying to hurt you. I only ask you a question. Please don't think I am saying anything bad. I go, the question you asked me stuck me like a dagger. She goes, I'm sorry. Never meant that, honey. Please don't take it bad. I go, okay. Are you ashamed of the scenes you have written? She goes, no, I'm not. I only know I am doing it to help my future husband.
Oh, wow.
I go, but I was training you so you could help yourself. I hate writing porn, but it is easy money and we have a gift for it.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.